Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Twin Cells and Past Lives. I am the host tonight. I am Roy, and we have Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, we are here tonight, Roy.
Okay, and we have a special co-host tonight, and her name is Elena Radford, and we want to welcome her on tonight.
Hello.
Are you there, Elena?
Yes, I'm here.
And could you tell us, let all the callers and listeners know about, you know, what your show is about tonight?
Well, we are going to be talking about twin cells, and I think the understanding of the twin cells will come more into, the more callers we have, the more questions they have, we'll be able to define what they're looking for what they're looking to talk about tonight. But the message is a twin cell, to have somebody that you can co-create to the same level, to the same frequency, is probably one of the most beautiful gifts that we can get in our process of getting to know ourselves, because we attract people to the level where we're at in our consciousness. So when you attract a twin cell, it's like a sign, it's understanding that there is a low frequency of balance already, and it's just ready to be complemented to somebody else, and then to be able to co-create in a beautiful frequency.
That's wonderful. And what are you able to do as a shaman? You know, these twin cells haven't met, or there's something that's blocking them, you know, from being able to meet with their twin cell?
Yeah, I think one of the things, the main things that block the twin cells to get together is the energy of the illusion. The fact that the twin cell is creating heart-to-heart and communication mind-to-mind, but the communication mind-to-mind is not a communication illusion, or it's a communication of creating of the protons, neutrons, and electrons in the atomic level. And that's why it's so beautiful, because it takes all the three basic elements of the atoms to be able to communicate. And that's why shamans find it so fascinating to work with the twin cells, because it's the alignment of atoms and then elements and then DNA and then a physical level. It brings five elements that are very essential, which are the energy of the soul, spirit, conscious level, subconscious level, and the memories of the DNA. And so it's a really beautiful connection. It's bigger than a relationship. It's a foundation for new consciousness to come. And so as a shaman, we honor and respect our connections. And we, in my situation, I get to spend a little time building my my team into knowing more about these beautiful twin cells energies, because this is what it makes us multidimensional. This is what it helps us to see realities that we usually don't see, which are a great contribution to the world.
And Elena, do you want to tell all our callers and listeners out there how can they make contact with you to get more information, you know, or, you know, so, because, you know, we only have so much time per person, so I'm sure there's a lot of callers and listeners out there that would like to get more information. What do they have to do in order to do that?
Sure. Before I go into that, let me just tell a story, experience about me. When I was very young, since I was 3 years old, I do remember having a beautiful energy with me, always going different places and teaching me what some people call a light worker, right? And that was my light worker, but that was my twin cell. He was in a different dimension. He was training me in my gifts and who I am now. And eventually I met him on a physical level. It was a beautiful experience. It is a beautiful experience. So coming from somebody who has a twin cell relationship is really the foundation to everything, because he brings abundance to me at every level. So what I do is I use the techniques of the twin cells and be able to heal diseases like cancer, especially anxiety. I mean, anxiety is a very common imbalance energy because of the lack of connection with the twin cells. So the best way to go to my website, there's two websites I have. One of them is interway.com, www.interway.com, or the other one is www.elena, E-L-E-N-A, Radford, R-A-D as in dog, F-O-R-D as in dog, .com. But if you go to the Interway, the Interway, that would be another, there is a way to find me too. And so, yeah, this is what I do. This is really what I do, is to teach people to be able to empower themselves into co-creating with them, even if they don't know physically them, because there's a lot of benefits. Like I say, my gifts were developed because of my connection with my twin soul.
I just wanted to mention to all our callers and listeners out there that this information that Elena just gave out, you can go into our archives and listen to that again if you didn't have time to write that down. So just go into our archives, you know, because these shows are being recorded. And we're getting a line of people waiting to call in. Are you ready for a caller tonight,
sure,
Elena?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go ahead with the caller. Adrian, I want you to go ahead and click on the 505.
Okay, 505, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello, Elena.
Hi. And what's
Hi.
Your name and where are you from?
I'm from New Mexico, and my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. I have I don't know if I've experienced a twin cell situation. It feels like I have.
Mm-hmm.
I met a gentleman maybe about 4 years ago, and it started this whole situation down this road. And then I just met someone not too long ago, and everything about me, he is. It's
mm-hmm.
just amazing. I've never met a person that was so much like me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I have met my twin cell. I've been on this enlightened pathway for a while, and I heard about the twin souls and the twin flames after I met the other person 4 years ago, so I don't know if that was getting me ready for this situation, but I'd like to know from you if that's the case. I mean, we're like identical. It's scary. I have not met him yet.
Where you haven't met him yet? Is he
no.
only in
a, I was directed to go to a site, and he found me online, and we emailed, and then we finally spoke on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not met yet, but we are thinking about meeting soon.
Well, that's great. Seems like where is he at? What
does he need? He's in the same state.
In the same state. And how come you haven't met yet?
Oh, because this is so brand new. I mean, we time, you know, and circumstances. And I was a little hesitant at first, so I don't know.
Well, I think you should. I'm not going to tell you if he's the one or he's not the one. You have to experience it. You have to experience
yeah.
it. The way how my twin cell came to me is because he started taking my program, and he heard about me, and so he started taking my program. And the more he started understanding being my program, he was also awakening to who he was. And 2 months after that, he was just being guided by the energy of the mountains. He can, and through dreams already, that he was the one, and it's not usually, won't say usually twin self. He'll say, you know, you will love her forever, you will love him forever. But, you know, but I was not completely, I always wanted to have a twin flame, but I thought 5 years ago I met him. And now that I really see the difference, the person I met 5 years ago was just a preparation to,
yeah,
for the experience, kind of like your experience. So if he's not the one, he's a preparation, but he's the one that will remember you. He will remember you. Mm-hmm.
I did have a dream. It was more like a vision right before I met this individual online. A male voice came to me and said, when you're set free, then I'll come. Because right at that time is when I ended a 20-year relationship.
And
a voice. What's that?
That's perfect. That's great.
So I don't know what's going on. It's confusing. But I just wanted to find out if that's what's going on. So
That's what's going on. So I think you need to experience him, give him a chance for him to get to know you. And how you feel your life is being transformed in the process?
Oh, yes. My life has been transformed. Absolutely. Every day.
It takes you back into your female energy. It's,
yes,
like a lot of times female energy has to be in the male energy because they're single moms or because they have learned to reject the male energy. And so when these beautiful twin cells, male energies come to you, you go back into your role of female energy, and that can be challenging. So it takes a little while before you can adjust, but that's wonderful. That's great.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's like
a
blessing. Thank you for your show. I appreciate listening to you.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay, we need to go to the next caller now. Adrian, do you want to go ahead and click on the 646 area?
Yes, 646, you're on the air with Elena.
Hi, how are you? Good, how
What's
are you
What's your name,
doing?
Please?
This is Christina.
And where are you from?
California.
Okay.
I spoke with Elena about a week ago. I don't know if you remember me.
I do.
So, yeah.
Can you hold on? Christina, just before I talk to you, I just want to make clear. I gave a website, www.theincaway.com, that is not yet posted. So if you want to have more information about me, just go to www.elenaradford.com. And you will find as well in the description or for the show, my website is there too, and the rest of my information if any of you want to get in contact with me. But anyway, Christina, what can I do for you?
Well, an interesting encounter happened between me and David, and I was wondering if you can give me any messages on that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember now. So was that a good experience for you?
I'm sorry?
Was that a good experience for you that you had that encounter with him?
It just happened like the next day. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm. Usually when we remove blocks and limiting beliefs, then the next day or 2 days after that, you get to have experience. It's the manifestation is already there. So was he nice to you?
It was weird. It was weird.
Why was that weird?
Because I could see the hesitancy, but, you know, he still acknowledged me. So I thought that was a big step, but then, you know, but then there's no more communication. So it's kind of just
what happens at random. So what are you looking to create with him, Christina?
Well, I wonder if this is going to go anywhere or if this is going to remain as sort of chance encounters and acquaintances and that's it, and I should just move on.
Not yet. There's something for you to learn there. And what I'm sensing that you get to learn is to trust your instincts. So there's going to be a time where you're going to feel he cares for you or he doesn't care for you. And then you will learn what you need to learn, and then something will shift, so you go one direction or the other direction. But you have a lot of male energies that are around you that feel very attractive to you. So don't
cry. Not really. Not really. No. No.
Okay. That is the illusion. There's two worlds, the world of reality and the world of illusion. Mm-hmm. In your world of illusion, you don't see anyone. But in the world of reality, I see guys that are interested in you. That doesn't mean they have been manifested in your life yet. So that's why you need to, one of the things I want to teach you tonight is that just because you think you're not attractive, that doesn't mean that you're not. It can be an illusion. Is that making sense? We have the tendency to be too harsh with ourselves.
Yeah, I think in the end, I think I will be better off just move on.
Okay, if that's what your heart is telling you, then do that. That's the way how we find our twin selves, by following our heart.
Well, because I just think nothing's going to come of it because it's been so long and no one has made a move yet. So I think I don't know if it's, you know, I still feel very attracted to this person, but at the same time, I feel like maybe the lesson here is for me to learn to when to draw the line and stop and just move on and give up.
It's not time yet. So let me ask you something. Does he know that you like him?
I think he knows.
You think he knows? So you haven't told him?
I am sure, and I think he's cold because he's trying to tell me, like, I'm not interested.
What about if I were to tell you that he doesn't have a clue about it?
I think he knows. He's not stupid.
I was just talking to a woman that she really liked this guy for like 20 years. And I said, just, you know, tell him that you like him. No, no, he knows. Tell him that you like him. No, no. And finally she got on the phone after a year and a half and told him, I really, really want to, you know, they were really good friends and something was going on there, but it was not very clear. So she told him, I really like you. I really want to spend the rest of my life with you. I don't know what you think about this, but it's out of my chest. I'm just saying it. You know, there was a coaching that came with it. But it came so clear and so pure. So what happened in that situation is he said, I just need some time because that's what I want to, but I need to work out some things. So they probably won't see each other for like 2 or 3 months until he clears his space, but there's a huge possibility they'll get back together. So sometimes the lesson, what I want you to understand is sometimes we assume that the other person knows, or we think they know, but they really don't know. So if you really want to...
I just feel like if he's if he's remotely interested in me, you know, he knows how to find me. He knows how to, like, reach out to me. And,
okay,
you know, so far I've gotten all negative signals.
He's a male energy. You're a female energy. So what I'm saying is we think different to men. What men thinks about. You have to be direct with men if you want something. The best marriages I have seen is because she always says what she wants.
Well, you told me at the last call to let him do the pursuing because I'm, you know, coming on too strong. Although I don't think I'm like that, but now you're saying I need to be open about this. I think he already knows, number one. And secondly, you know, he hasn't made any moves.
Okay. So the first conversation was you get to feel, let him to see you being desirable. That was the conversation. When a woman is desirable, because it's when she knows what she wants. So he will pursue that energy. So he came a two or 2 days after that. So you were in the new energy. Now he's curious about who you are. But you have to be clear in your communication. You don't have to tell him that you like him if you don't want to. But you can just show in your body that you're interested in him. Are you doing that, or are you just pretending that you don't like him?
I think he knows. And the fact that he hasn't made any moves, you know, I think it's kind of telling me that's the message I'm not willing to accept.
Okay.
I mean, he already knows. I'm pretty sure he knows.
Okay. If that's how you feel, then just follow your heart.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the reason I called is because I wanted to see what you thought that encounter was, you know, if there's any messages behind it, but I don't know.
I gave you energy gifts, your frequency change, you feel better about yourself, you're seeing your beauty, and now you're attracting, and he just came 2 days after that. So the next level is to feel how can you, let me ask. Don't doubt yourself too much. Because when you doubt yourself, you push things away too. What would be the worst thing that can happen if he doesn't like you?
Well, I already know. I just don't want to make a fool out of myself.
I was talking to this. I was a little stressed a few days ago.
You know, I guess my question for you is, should I just give up, or should I move on? And should I move on and give up, or should, if this is even worth like waiting for? Because I don't want to have any false hopes.
Okay, as an Inca shaman, I cannot tell you what to do because I'll be taking your choices away. All what I get to do is present different situations, and you get to make your choice. Otherwise. Mm-hmm. I'm taking something away from you, which is your freedom. So because I know there's another colors, these are the two options that you can have. Number one, to see how you feel when you're around him, and if you like that feeling, you can move forward in that. But if you don't like that feeling, then start thinking another option. Is that making sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. Thank you,
Christina.
Okay. Thank you.
Nathan, we need to move on to the next caller.
Okay. Let's go to the 347 area. You're on the air with Elena.
Hello. 347.
You're on the air.
Hi, I'm so sorry about that. I forgot I had muted my phone. Hello?
Are you available to talk now?
Yes, sir, I am. I apologize once again.
It's okay. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Myrna. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Okay, and how can Elena help you?
Hi, Elena. I actually wanted to see, I just wanted to see if you had anything at all to share with me, just, I guess, by hearing my voice over the phone, and if you want me to ask you a specific question, I can do that, too.
That'd be wonderful. If you can ask me a specific question, would really help.
Okay. My specific question is, do you see me, do you see anything happening in my love life this year?
In the next 6 months.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you. Yeah. You're changing. There's something energetically you're changing right now. When I look into your heart, the frequency of your heart is increasing. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So when you increase, you start trusting your heart more. You start bringing more, you start to that level of communication. You will bring more people that's coming to you heart to heart. In fact, there will be a lot of new teachers that are coming in your life. And when I say teachers, it may be, you know, different experiences where you meet different people. They'll teach you something, you learn something, and you move forward. So do you work with energy?
Well, no, I do not. I work in the legal field.
Okay, because your heart is very, very strong in the frequency of the people that usually train, you know. They have certain level of frequency in their heart, and your heart is very similar to you. Your intuition is very strong. You know how to follow your heart. So I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry. When the right person comes, it will come because of that frequency.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's
okay,
beautiful.
Thank you so much, Elena.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Okay.
Troy? Roy, I'm sorry. Roy, I have a question
for
you.
Yes.
How can you explain the difference of somebody trusting their heart and trusting their mind? No,
you know, the first that comes to me is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is knowing that without a doubt, and that's, you know, that's what will set you free.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking too, because I did a workshop just 2 weeks ago where I had the opportunity to present with my twin cell. And so he was now in my city, so he was talking to the group in Skype, and they had questions, you know, how does it feel to have somebody in your life that can co-create to the level that we co-create? And especially the women in my group, they're really beautiful, that I love with all my heart. They were asking, how do we bring that? And then he started laughing. He said, ladies, something like that, you know, don't worry too much about it. After all, we, he's talking about men, right, will find you. You just get to be who you are and developing who you are in your intuition, in your heart, and we will find you. He was just, you know, I didn't look for him. He came into my life. So I think that's one of the things that we want.
You know, I wanted to share one other thing with you. You know, I've always told my sons that if things are meant to be, then they're going to happen.
Uh-huh.
If they're not meant to be, then there's another plan, you know.
Right. It's just a preparation.
And that's how we have to look at things because, you know, we're not in charge. You know, we are, you know, being guided. And if it's not for our highest good, then it's not going to happen for us.
Right. It doesn't matter how much you want it to happen. It's just not going to happen because it's not in the same frequency.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for the listeners. Mm-hmm.
We need to go. Was there any other questions, first of all?
I think that's, I just kind of wanted to, you know, everybody to be clear to the fact that this is a process. And thank you for explaining it.
Right. Okay, Adrian, is there another caller?
Yes, there's a ton. Let's go with the 347 area. You're on, wait a minute, 619 area. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, and what's your name?
Donna.
And where are you from?
I'm in San Diego.
And you're talking to Elena, and how can she help you?
Oh, I wanted to see what she sees as far as this relationship that I'm going to be starting with somebody that I've known from the past, and see if how that's going to work out.
Okay. There's always different options, different possibilities, right? Mm-hmm. That relationship has a great possibility to work out. But one of the things that can be in the way, and this is what you can be get to be very aware of, is you going into being too critical about the relationship. You have to flow with the relationship. Is that making sense?
Uh-huh.
Don't worry too much about it. Have fun in the relationship.
Yeah.
He's a great man. He is so good to you, too, in all the ways.
Oh, good.
He has really good intentions with you. So don't try to control the situation by worrying too much about it, because you can kill some of the energy.
Right, okay. Well, good. Well, that's encouraging. Mm-hmm. Good to hear it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. You're
all
welcome.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, bye-bye now.
Hey, John, we ready for the next caller?
Go ahead, Elena.
Yeah, I just wanted to, that was a beautiful caller. I want to explain something that happens in general when it comes to the relationships. Yes, we do get excited into getting to know somebody. That's so true. But sometimes we forget about how excited is the other person to get into the relationship as well. And because there's so much excitement, it's a really good energy. It's a good foundation. But if one of them is worrying too much about, what am I going to feel here? How am I going to behave? How I have to do this? Then you start being yourself and you start going into a illusion, a template that you may think the other person is going to like. And in that way, you can be blocking already the relationship. So what I have learned is, if you go in a relationship, you ask questions. How do you feel about this? You know, and you, in the same time you answer a question, you're also giving information about yourself. Or this is the way how you like to be. Well, this is the way I would like to be. So you're opening communication already. So that is a good place to be when you're in a relationship. Go ahead, Tony.
I just wanted to share one other thing that came to my mind was, and this is something that me and Adrian have always, you know, given to our callers, and instead of focusing on what doesn't work, focus on what will work, and then, you know, allow that to happen.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that. That feels good. That's exactly what it is. All right, I'm ready for the next caller.
Let's go to the 111 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name?
Me?
Yes, what's your name?
Oh, Sophia.
And where are you from?
California.
And you're talking to Elena, and how can she help you?
Hi, Elena.
Sophia, how are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to ask a question. I guess where am I at in pulling in my divine mate?
Do you mind saying that one more time, please?
Where am I at in pulling in my divine mate?
Hold on a second. Let me go into that. Okay. So, I mean, from 0 to 100, you're like in 65, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you what's the next step.
Okay.
And then you can call me every 2 weeks and say, okay, what's the next step? And it can be giving you some outlines, okay?
Okay.
The next step, the next thing that you have to do is to be able to understand that you cannot co-create by yourself. You go into these type of relationships, I don't do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have the energy of the mountains, I have the energy of my light workers, I have the energy of everything that's around me that
mm-hmm.
represents me that goes into the relationship. So you need to start defining who you are in conversation with nature. That's the main one. Who are you in the conversation with nature? For instance, to me, you know, you take a specific form. You take a specific, you start identifying with the outside world because it's a co-creation energy. Is that making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes. In my experience, you know, a year and a half before I met him, I wanted to experience what was like the energy of a polar bear. Why a polar bear? Why do I like a polar bear so much? Well, it's so special about that. You know, it was big, it was white, it was gentle, it was beautiful. You know, it's everything that I felt about that animal is what I was feeling about myself. So the more I recognized that, I was co-creating in my energy what was around me. And that became my support system to start bringing that person in my life. Is that making sense?
So question, is he like a polar bear?
No, he's more like a penguin.
Okay.
So a penguin is, penguins don't trade their soulmates. They don't replace.
Okay.
In the energy of the penguins, a woman never gets to be replaced or a man never gets to be replaced. They're very faithful to their co-creators.
Okay.
So, and you have a lot of that already. So he has that energy as well. But you kind of have to understand it. What does that mean? What does that mean that you get to be with somebody that you know is not going to replace you?
Mm-hmm.
So, but just liking a specific animal and wanting to understand that animal, you're opening to be able to have point of reference of other creations.
Okay.
So that's, I know it sounds like, no, how can this be possible? It can be very possible. The universe will send you different experiences in what you like, and you start understanding what you like, and
okay.
in that way you open to that, and you're preparing for that person to come.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. You like it.
Could you pick up anything right. on my man that's coming into my life?
You're probably going to date a couple of people before the other person's energy starts kind of showing up. And I don't know, I don't think there are going to be long-term relationships. Maybe just being exposed to two male energies that will teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
And then his energy is going to start coming stronger.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Is there anything
okay.
else, Elena?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, just to define a little more in the conversation of the of how these co-creating twin cell energies get to be. I remember one time I was walking in a trail and suddenly I had this feeling. And in front of me, I saw two trees, and they were really tall, two pine trees, really, really tall. So when I lift my head and I look at them, I realized that one of them, they were co-created, they were communicating, and one of them was the female energy and the other one was the male energy. And the male energy was saying, was showing me how the tree that represented the female energy was receiving just openly what was the male energy giving. And he was saying to me, you know, and it was just coming to my heart, for him, for your matching mate to come into your life, you have to learn how to receive. And I think for 2 years and a half, every person that came that I dated, they were trying to teach me that. I would go into a relationship or friendship and they would give me compliments. I couldn't even receive the compliments. I was not comfortable in receiving. So I have to learn and train myself into the energy of receiving. It is okay to receive compliments. It's okay to somebody tells you that you're beautiful. It's okay if somebody wants to give you support you in something. You don't always have to be the strong one. And so I was being prepared for it. And so I don't know. I just felt like I needed to share that with all of you.
Yeah, I thought that was beautiful. I thought that was great. Yeah, it was perfect.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share also something also that, you know, we tend to always want to be the giver, but we have to learn to be the receiver also.
Mm-hmm.
And by that is back in 1990, my house caught fire, and we lost everything in the house. Luckily, nobody was hurt. But, you know, I knew my insurance was going to pay, but we had lost everything, and a lot of the community came together and started giving us money, giving us clothing, giving us, you know, anything that they had extra. And I thought that was so amazing. This was right before Christmas when it happened. So, you know, it, you know, the universe is amazing. And
mm-hmm.
it'll, you know, provide the things that we don't have. So we just have to remember to be in gratitude when we do receive. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing that. And like my light worker is saying, if you don't know how to receive, how are you going to receive your twin self?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm ready for the next caller, if we have another caller.
Okay, let's go to the 813 area. You're on the air. Well, that one jumped. Let's go to the 619 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, happy Mother's Day, Elena. It's Steve.
Steve, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Hi, Roy. Hi, Adrian.
Good.
Hi.
Well, that's just it. I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day. I don't have a question.
Thank you, Steve. I always like to hear your voice and your support. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You had a good day today?
Yes. I went to the, I sat by the river because I've been told that I need to sit by the river to recharge myself and spend more time in nature so that I can access more of the divine feminine energy.
Oh, that
for
is
manifestations.
So true. Mm-hmm.
Manifestations.
That's very, very true. So that's wonderful, yeah. The water has a lot of codes of twin selves, of co-creators. And so, yeah, I can see why that is a great idea. That's amazing. I'm glad
Thank
that
you
called tonight, Steve. Are you going to stay with us in the call? For the
yes,
rest
yes,
of the
definitely.
Time?
Please.
Okay.
Definitely.
Bye. Thank you.
I just wanted to share something with you, Steve. You know, me and Adrian have always been told that, you know, we, in order to be grounded, you know, we have to connect with nature. And
right.
And we've even been told to, you know, go hug a tree or lean up against a tree, and it'll help you to be more grounded.
Right. Right, and I've been told that. So I've been told I should dance in the meadows. I don't think I can do that though. But I've been walking on barefoot on the grass. So.
Right. And I was told, you know, to work, you know, in a garden and plant things and work with, you know, nature, and that's been helping me a lot.
Okay.
I enjoy being
goes,
outdoors.
Yeah. And that's very therapeutic too. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, just watching and being in contact with nature and watching it grow, it's, you know, it's amazing.
Yes, I'm going to try
I wanted
more
to share one other story with you. I do some part-time work, and I'm always around the public and stuff, and I'm always observing, watching, you know, families and their kids and stuff, and I had I thought it was amazing. I was able to see a couple of star children today.
Really?
And yeah. And they were amazing. What was really interesting, one was like 3 years old, another one was 2 years old.
Now, how
and,
could you identify?
It was almost when it's perfect. When you look at them, I mean, you even look into their eyes, you could see divine and unconditional love, you know, in their eyes. Yeah, and when I looked at them, I thought, these two are going to be amazing when they get older. They're going to become movie stars because the camera is going to fall in love with them. You know, yeah. I just wanted to share all that with you.
Thank you.
I just wonder what the children, I wonder what the children will be like that are born now that we have Neptune in Pisces. They'll definitely be very psychic.
Yeah.
They will be psychic. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. And I'm seeing.
And
now
what was interesting about these children, they were with their father and in a basket for over an hour and a half. And they didn't even fuss. All they did was smile and wave at people, and they enjoyed every minute of it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not from here.
No. They're not from him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, I honestly feel now that we're in 2013, not only the twin cell energy is coming forward, but we're seeing other energies, you know, the star children.
There,
you know
what? There is something I'd like to ask you, Elaine. Are you familiar with the blue ray? What is that all about?
Okay, let me channel what it is. I know there's different ways how you can translate it and say it, but if I do it through the heart, the blue rays are, it's like a purple violet color that, to me, it represents a process of clearing. So that's what it represents. It's a light that comes and clears your aura, your space, your meridians, and it gives you a higher understanding. It just opens you up for something else to come.
No, what I mean is I've been reading about people that are of the blue ray, like there are people that are indigos, and then there's some that are called blue ray. I was wondering if you knew anything about them at all.
Okay. Well, let me ask.
Okay.
The blue ray is, they're gifted.
Okay.
In the conscious level, more than in
okay.
the heart level. And the
okay.
indigo are more gifted in the heart. I'm not saying that they can know, rotate those energies, but the indigo has the tendency to create more with the heart. And the blue
okay.
ray has, it's like Meratron. Meratron is the angel that uses codes. So that and so when I talk
Meratron?
To people, he uses
okay.
codes of energy. Symbol, secret okay. geometry. So the blue rays will have the tendency to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Okay, Roy, do we have another caller?
Okay, Adrian, is there another caller?
Yes, let's go with the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
And how can Elena help you?
Hi, Elena. I want to ask you when you see a relationship coming up for me, please.
Can you just speak a little louder, please? I couldn't hear you very well.
I want to see when you see a relationship coming up for me.
Okay. All right, so I know I'm not seeing anything, but that doesn't mean that's not going to happen. This is what I want you to write down. Just five sentences of why you want a relationship. There's an intention to be able to create a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you just open it. I want a relationship, for instance, I want a relationship so I can be able to co-create with somebody. I want to have a relationship to be happy. I want to have a relationship to learn more things and what's true love about. I want a relationship so I can have abundance. I want a relationship. The more specific you are, just use 5 points, then integrate that into your heart and let the relationship come. that making sense?
Yes.
Everything is created based on intention. And sometimes things, we don't know why things don't work out in our lives. It's because we're not clear about the intention. So we have to go into the intention of what we're doing to be able to make it happen. All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to share something with the caller. In order to be in a relationship, we have to be a companion to ourselves. In other words, we have to be in that vibration, you know, with ourselves and having that, you know, unconditional love within ourselves in order to draw in, you know, this twin self, you know, relationship. I just wanted to share that with you.
I don't know why my light worker wants me to share this experience. Steve was talking about going outside and, you know, by the river and connecting by the river. And I remember when I found my twin self and we were talking, we were recognizing that what we meant for each other, because he can read the intentions of my heart. And I knew he was the person that I was supposed to be with, because at the time he was in Peru and I was here, and he had experience in Peru where the energy of the mountain said to me, okay, today is the day where he gets to know what are the intentions of your heart, right? Sometimes we don't even know how to share the intentions of our heart, but they're there. So he was hiking in the middle of nowhere in this area in Peru, and he saw indigenous boy using the clothing from Peru, the native clothing from Peru. And then he saw another young boy who was wearing the regular clothes, the ones that we use here in the United States. And so the boy who had the regular clothing, our style of clothing, was bullying around, was picking on the other boy. And so it really hurt him. So he stopped all of them. And I exactly don't know what happened, but he got to talk to them. And then he, that night, when he called me, I kind of forgot about what the mountain said to me in the morning. And then he called me and he said, okay, he was telling me the experience of what happened and how much it hurt and what he's planning to do into creating a better world to be able to support, you know, the understanding of the ancient knowledge as well as teaching the people in our society how there's another way of behaving. So in his way of explaining things to me, he just exactly said, you cannot make one of them right and the other one wrong. You cannot make a victim one of them, or you cannot make the aggressor to another one. This is just the result of a society we have created. And so by he explaining to me my intention, what he was planning to do about this, you know, all his ideas and his business ideas, it was the same thing I wanted in my heart. It was just the same thing. I was talking, he was seeing my heart, and I was seeing his heart, the intentions of the heart. So that's why, for all of you that listen to this show, when I say the main thing, the beginning point, is to be clear about your intentions, what you want to create in your heart, is because when you meet your twin soul, you're going to be able to co-create to that level of intentions, and you're going to match each other, you're going to support each other. So your contribution in your relationship, or what it means to each other, it's a contribution to the world. And so when I went to the river, and when I find out that he was the person that I wanted to be with, no, I supposed to be with, but I wanted to be with, because he saw the intentions of my heart, and he carried the same intentions. Then what I did is I took rocks, tiny little rocks, and I got close to the river, and I released my previous relationships or anything that I had with anybody that I dated before. Because to that level of commitment, I just wanted to co-create with him. And so whatever drama, insecurity, other men created in my life that make me feel that I was not good enough for him, or I had to hide, or I had to have these conversations of pain and sorrow for what happened in the past, because other men maybe believed that I was not good enough for them, just for different reasons, right? You're not beautiful enough for me, you're not smart enough for me. There's always reasons. I release that. And by releasing that, I contract to the energy of the intention of my heart and the intention of his heart. And then it took our creation to a higher level. I don't know why, but my light worker wanted me to share this with all of you. The intention of your heart into going in a relationship, it's very, very important. It's when you get to know yourself. This is when you learn to receive. All right, Roy, you want to add anything else to what I just said?
That was, I just wanted to say that was so powerful. I mean, that was amazing. And, you know, and to me, that was a perfect message, you know, for the twin cells. And another thing I did want to mention, first of all, I feel there's Adrian needs to say something real quick, right? Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention that was very beautiful and amazing, and I felt the energy from that.
Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah.
Very well.
And again, we know that the power of intention is very important. You know, that a lot of it is, you know, in these relationships is, you know, where they want this, you know, intention to go. You know, is it for the highest good, you know, and get into that vibration. The main thing is, you know, keeping that energy flowing, you know, just mm-hmm. like the river flows, you know, we're sending out, you know, that, you know, to the river or even to a body of water because, you know, water, you know, plays a lot, has a lot to do with our emotions. That's why we're so connected. You know, to the bodies of water because our bodies are, you know, most of our body is water. So we're being affected all the time. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Thank you. Andrew, I sense that you want to share something else too.
Yeah, I just I wanted to mention that we also have another caller on the line by a friend of me and Roy's. Her name is Monica. And I don't know if you want to bring her on tonight, Roy.
Yeah, if you do, you have the time, Helena, to speak to Monica?
Yeah, I let me see. Yeah, I can stay 10 more minutes in the call. Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and invite Monica on the show tonight, then.
Okay. Go ahead and find her there. Okay, 817. You're on the air, Monica.
Hi. Hi, Roy. Hi, Adrian. Hello, Helena.
Hi, Monica. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You guys are sending so much wonderful energy out. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
I am just drunk with it, okay?
Thank you, Monica. I love your energy.
Monica, do you have a question for Elena tonight about twin cells?
She has been saying everything, all the answers to all the questions I've had.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I am learning to receive. That is the hardest thing for me because I'm a giver. And I have been learning to take compliments, because
mm-hmm.
what I'm looking for in my twin cell is for someone to finally take care of me. That's what I want.
Oh, my God, that is so beautiful.
And I'm ready. I'm ready. I am totally ready.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to add that my grandbaby Roy was just describing my grandbaby. He's a star child.
Yeah.
And he is the same way.
They're amazing. They're amazing.
Yes, he amazes me every day.
It's like it recharges you, right? Constantly recharging you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's
the
beautiful.
First day I took him outside, the first thing he did was he sat on the ground and he said, "Mama." And I froze. I was like, "Oh my goodness." Then he got up and went and kissed every tree in the yard, backyard and front yard. He kissed the trees and hugged them. And I was saying, "Oh my goodness." I said, "Yes, baby, they love you too."
That is so beautiful.
Yes,
and that's time. Well, the Star Kids is probably one of the tools that we're having these days to be able to bring the twin selves back together.
I believe so. I really do. Yes, I believe that they are so powerful that it's gonna take them and the others also, all of us together combined.
That's very true. That is so nice. Oh, I'm so excited about this. This is beautiful.
Yes, it is. Now, my question
Monica.
Is, being that I am ready, I'm ready to accept my twin cell, will I be meeting him anytime soon?
Let me give you an energy gift first to be able to, for you to practice a little more in receiving, all right?
Okay.
So, and this is for everybody who is ready for the understanding of receiving. So, this is like we have, envision yourself going to the library. When you go to the library, there's thousands and thousands of books, right? So
right.
There's the library of energy as well. And so when I go to the library of energy, I bring a book out, the energy of the book, which I call the energy gift. So when I'm giving you this gift to you, this energetic gift, all I'm doing is giving you a record of light or how it feels to receive. So instead of reading 20 books physically, I give you the energy gift and you, your genetic makeup start reacting already to that transformation. All right? So this is a gift for you to take you to the next level of your understanding and how it feels to receive and give yourself permission to receive and you be in the energy of receiving, right? So here it's in your hand. So place your hand like you're going through something. Now bring that into your heart. And I want you to say three times, "I receive, I receive, I receive.
I receive, I receive, I receive."
So that is going to help your protons and your atom level to open up to receive. And by the way, I had to make it clear to receive things that are for your higher self. Just not anything, what is good for you. But it's a conversation in that record that if there's anything that's not good for your higher self, it's not even part of this process. All right?
All right.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too.
Again, we want to thank Elena for, the show. It was a wonderful show tonight, and we invite back all our callers and listeners out there, and looking forward to next Sunday night. And, and the messages that Elena has for all of us. And is there a final word, Elena?
Yes, I just want to make sure that if somebody wants to check my work, to go at www.elena, which is spelled E-L-E-N-A, Bradford, R-A-D, as in dog, F-O-R-D, as in dog, .com, or they can call me at 866-938-5553. Another thing that I wanted to announce is that I have my shamanic group that on Tuesday nights I have a fan page on Facebook if you go to my website, it will just link you there. And in this fan page, what we do is every Tuesday night at 9:30 for 1 hour, we give energy gifts. So let's say if you want a specific request, like teach me how to fulfill my everyday life or something like that, the more specific you are, the more we can help you. Then I will have my students giving you energy gifts. So in that way, we can start supporting and being a contribution to the transformation of your genetic makeup to be able to receive or welcome the different things that you're looking for. So that is open for all of you. And it's a great experience. So I'm excited about that. And that will be Tuesday night at 9:30 Mountain Time.
Again, we thank you, Elena, for sharing that with us, and we're looking forward to having you back again next Sunday night.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a wonderful night.
Thank
have
you very
wonderful
much.
Night. Thank you.
Namaste.
Again, we'll continue to keep going. If there's any additional callers on the line, Adrian, you go ahead and invite one.
All right, let's go to the 813. You're on the air.
Well, hi, guys. How are you?
Good. And what's your name and where are you from?
This is Sophia from Tampa, Florida.
Okay. And what we're doing now is we're doing readings. You'll be receiving readings from Adrian and Roy, and my name is Roy, and we welcome you to Astro Mind 2012 show. Adrian, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Now we need to find out, how can we help you?
Okay. Well, the reason of the call tonight is I think I may have possibly met someone that could possibly be my soulmate. So I'm just trying to figure out if that person probably is. We share the same birth month, just a couple of days apart from each other.
Wow.
Adrian, what do you get in?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and check the chart on this. Make sure that this is your soulmate and not your twin flame, but you would know if it was your twin flame. But then again, you're not everyone is energy sensitive. So the chart is saying that this is not your twin flame, but this is your soulmate. And that you have, it's saying that you have a really strong soul connection on a spiritual level. Also, you have a connection on the physical level as well. But it looks like you've been kind of spinning in a circle for a while. Like you haven't come to an understanding yet on where you're at. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's that's true. I haven't.
But you do come into like a full circle. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Yes.
It's like running around trying to catch your tail, you know?
Yep, that's me. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Exactly. Is there anything you get, Roy?
I'm getting also that you've been sort of like living in solitude. You know, you've been feeling really lonely.
Yeah, I have. Because I've been single for a long time.
A long time.
And I just feel that person is like, I know he's out there. But it seems like the people that I communicate with, I'm like, nope, that's not them. That's not them. There's no connection.
Mm-hmm. And What are you looking for more than any?
Basically, I'm looking to, I'm at that age in my life where I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to be married and have a family, basically.
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Well, from his energy, like I'm picking up that it's like he wants to settle down, but he's not quite sure yet. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of stuff going on in his life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of running in that same circle with him, trying to catch his tail, like I said. And not only just catch his tail, but you're trying to catch your own. And that's like you feel like you're spinning like a top and you're just not going anywhere. And and then you go into maze where you're just like, okay, now I'm running into some tumbling blocks and I don't know how to get around the wall. The struggle is getting through that maze, that labyrinth that you're going through. And it's out the movie, you've seen the movie Labyrinth, where she goes through the maze and she tries to get to the Fairy King. Well, that's kind of like where you're headed, but it just seems like something keeps throwing you off your path. Does that make sense? Like all the distractions around in your life. And it's like you have a lot going on, he has a lot going on, but it's like you have that connection, but you haven't co-created that connection yet. But that's kind of like you're trying to find each other in that maze, but you're both lost. So.
Okay.
And I think it's because you're the metaphysical one and he's not, he's more of the mundane. So that's another thing. It's like you have to come to that same vibration, that same frequency vibration that Elena was talking about. And that has a manifest because you're on different levels of vibrations. That's why.
Yeah, because both of us are Leos. He's the fourth and I'm the seventh. But when we talk to each other, we understand each other.
Well,
the conversations are well.
I like to share with you, as a friend told me, he said, it's like we're on the yellow brick road and we're all heading towards the wizard. And some of us run into the scarecrow. Some of us run into the lion, the cowardly lion. Some of us run into the tin man. But along the path where we're all headed is we're heading towards the Wizard of Oz.
Return to Oz.
So we return to Oz and we find out who is the man behind the curtain? Who is the one that's running the show? You know? And that's the kind of life that he's living. It's like he's trying to find himself, that he keeps going through that maze, but he's having a hard time trying to find you.
Okay.
But eventually he will find you. It's just that you're going through these changes that are happening so rapidly. And we do know that with this new solar eclipse coming in, that it's going to affect a lot of relationships. There's going to be a lot of questions, trying to figure things out, trying to reflect, you know. And that's what you got to do. You just got to pull back and you got to reflect. It's not about giving up. It's about thinking what you're going to do next. Does that make sense? Like, create a plan.
Okay.
And but you are going to get discouraged along your journey. You know, it's kind of like a psychological warfare that we're going through. You know what I mean? We go through this maze and we're just like, are we ever going to get to the end? Well, don't think about your destination so much. Think about your journey that you're going through, your spiritual, your love for this person that you're going through.
Okay.
That's what I think about mine with my twin flame. I don't think about the destination. That'd be boring. You know, I think about every day's a new day. I'm going to have a new experience. I'm going to be somebody different. I'm going to wear something different. I'm going to do something different. And I'm going to meet somebody different. And I'm going to help somebody else. And bring joy into their lives. So if you think of it that way and what you're thankful for, it'll all fall into place for you.
Okay.
You just have to take it a day at a time.
I just wanted to add something, and that's seeing the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you seeing? Main thing is, can you get a visualization of, you know, what you want the relationship to look like? You know, and that's the key right there.
Okay.
See, we're called creating all the time, so we have to see ourselves in that perfect relationship, being happy, being, you know, with unconditional love and all the things that, you know, come with the, you know, a perfect relationship. So you just allow yourself to go in that direction. Like Adrian was mentioning, it's almost like you're going down a path. The main thing is you're going through a transition, and this is part of the journey. And it's,
and
you know,
Roy,
you're learning
also,
different things. Yeah.
Also mention, what did Andrew teach us when we had our eyes blindfolded? What did he teach us from that?
Now we have to learn to not see with our eyes, but see with our senses. You know, open up our third eye and allow that to be our seeing eye.
Okay.
You know, and that's
okay.
What we have to do.
Exactly. So follow your intuition. Don't look with your
right.
human eyes. Look
no.
with look within the eyes of God, and you will see things in His image. Like, you will see the
right.
beauty. You'll see your destination. You'll enjoy your journey while you're on it, and you'll share that love with your twin flame, because your twin flame wants you to be in a happy relationship. That's why they're there.
Okay. Okay.
They want to see you.
That's
get
your
past
that's your other half.
Oh, okay.
They'll be
okay.
great joy in your life.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, guys, for that information.
We just wanted to share that with you, and we hope that the information we gave you was, you know, can help you in a longer journey, and you'll have to call us back and let us know how this turns out for you.
I definitely will. I definitely will, because I do get to listen to you all often, mostly on the weekend because of my schedule, and by the time I get off from work, you're actually already off the air. So I'll definitely make sure I keep in contact with you.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And let's go ahead now with the next caller, agent.
Okay, let's go to the 541 area. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you guys tonight?
Good. And what's your name and where are you from?
This is Anna.
And where
and
are you from, Anna?
From Oregon.
Oregon. And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you?
Thank you. I'd like to know, the man that I have emotional connection with, I know that we're soulmates. I'm not sure if we're twin flames. But I'm wondering if it's our destiny to be together or if it's our destiny to just be friends and just kind of stay connected and be with someone else.
Well,
Nathan,
I'm kind of getting that on a soul contract, there's something else going on other than friendship and relationship. Like, I'm getting that this has a lot to do with, from what I was looking at in the chart, it says it has a lot to do with, like, healing.
Mm-hmm.
It was saying thing about detox, emotional detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even though you may feel like, oh, this isn't really a friendship, this isn't really a relationship, this is more about, like, healing. This is why you both have come together, is to, and I don't know if it's on your side that you're supposed to heal him or if it's vice versa, but I'm seeing a lot of emotional detoxic energy going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you detox each other emotionally to heal
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't see like a friendship or a relationship. I just see a lot of healing and good energy, and this may bring in a good relationship for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's gonna create a chain reaction to something that's good that is coming. That's
mm-hmm.
the energy that I get from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you tune into a time frame?
I'm thinking around June. Like I'm getting, I'm feeling like around June time. It's going to be in the middle of the June. What's this person's sign?
He's a Scorpio.
Okay. So I'm kind of getting that he's been going through a lot of relationship problems.
Yeah.
He has a hard time with commitment, and it's like he'll put other things before him, before other people. He'll put himself before other people is what I'm trying
yeah.
to say.
Mm-hmm.
His commitment. And
yeah.
it kind of leaves people in the dust because they're thinking, okay, it's like, am I wasting my time and energy? But then again, on a soul level, that's kind of why I think that you have more of a healing energy going on than you do anything else. And it's going to develop in time with relationship is kind of what I'm getting.
Hmm.
It's
so
like,
you think it
like
will turn into a relationship?
Yeah, when you build up that energy, it will. Because you're at the right place at the right time is what my angels are telling me. So that's where you want to be, in that space of energy, and you're emotionally detoxing each other's energy. So there
mm-hmm.
is some kind of energy exchange going on. It's kind of what I get from both your energies.
Yeah. He was just saying the other day that he wants to start dating other people. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've kind of like, I went through a night of intense pain and then I just let go. I thought, you know,
mm-hmm.
if that's the right thing, then, you know, that's what he needs to do. That's what he needs to do. And then there's someone better for me that's going to, you know, be more aligned to
mm-hmm.
me if he's not feeling that he
I don't
is.
Sense, I don't sense that he's going to do that. I think, like, when he says things, like he says it out of anger or resentment because he's a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's more because there's distance and he wants to start dating and seeing people where he is because we live far
yeah.
apart from each other, so it's very, you know, we can't get together and he just wants somebody in his life.
Well, you have to remember that there is no such thing as time and distance, you know, and that's something that we create, and so you just have to put out the universe, you know, that you take that out of your law, that's not part of the obstacle. You don't want to project that.
Well,
I mean,
I agree with you, but he doesn't understand that. You know, he wants to go out to dinner with someone. He wants to see somebody. He wants participation. You know,
mm-hmm.
he can't hug somebody through the phone. You know?
Right, but you could change the reality. You could change the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he wants you to believe, because he's a Scorpio. He's stubborn. He only thinks of himself, you know, when he's angry. He holds grudges. And this is his way of getting back at you, okay? This is why I'm talking about emotional toxic, because there's an energy exchange going on. You both are going through emotional stuff right now because of the solar eclipse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on. Roy, is there something you want to share?
I just wanted to share that my guards are saying that that you're looking to build a new foundation. Whether it be, you know, with this, you know, person or somebody new,
mm-hmm.
main thing is, you know, what are you, you know, what's your intention, you know, where do you want to go, you know, who do you want to, you know, who, you know, is this your twin flame or is it a soulmate, And if it's a soulmate, you're just have karmic debts that, you know, need to be paid first between the two of you, and then you can move on to your twin flame. But the main thing is, you know, where do you want to go? You know, where can you, you know, see, you know, what you want, you know, from a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel it in your heart that this is not, you know, the right person, then it's time to, you know, cut those ties and move on, you know, to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
main thing is,
like,
is your happiness, you know.
If you
wait,
feel,
I couldn't,
if
you were both talking,
like,
I didn't hear what you said.
If you feel like he's too emotionally dependent on you, it'll be time to let him go.
I don't feel like he's emotionally dependent, but I feel like he's, I don't feel like he's giving me enough of what I want. You know, we share a lot,
mm-hmm.
and there's a deep, 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 profound connection. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of left feeling like, you know, he doesn't really get me. You know, I get him.
Right.
But I don't always feel like he's really there at the level that I want somebody to be there for me.
Oh, okay. So you're basically, you have other needs that need to be met, and he's not making those
commitments.
He's not going there. Yeah, and I don't know if he's capable of going there, or if he's just, you know, holding back because he, you know, the long distance thing where, you know, he's not all there. You
mm-hmm.
know.
So do you feel like, even though there's some kind of energy exchange going on, maybe there's a part of you that feels like your needs are not being met, so that
mm-hmm.
kind of leaves you in a space where you're questioning yourself?
Yeah, because
you're not
putting
quite
sure. a lot of energy towards, you know, giving
uh-huh.
him a lot of space and to making this work and holding the energy that we can get together over the distance thing, and he just never can get that, and so I think he withholds from me.
Oh, that's understandable. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
And long-distance relationships are really hard. But it's just all about, like, you know, what do you feel from that you're getting from this? If you feel like you're not getting anything from it, then, like Roy says, it's better to move on. Because Carolyn Mai says you don't want to put your energy in something that you're not seeing a return.
Mm-hmm.
It is a waste of energy.
Yeah, I see some return, but I think I'm shifting my focus into thinking this is my long-term forever relationship and can still give in a friendship. I mean, I have a tremendous love for him. It's a very unconditional, very profound love.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just questioning whether what I've believed it is true, or maybe I'm just being freed from that so that I can really be free to give him freedom to really love in a deeper way and then find somebody who is really there for me on a deeper
level. Well, let me ask you a question. If there's anything mm-hmm. in your life that you can change or that you want to change, what would that be?
Well, healing my body.
Okay.
That would be. That's a major issue. And just being more probably lighthearted and flexible.
Okay.
More creativity.
Okay.
Really happy. I just want to be really happy inside myself.
And,
so those are the things I'm working on.
Out of those things, Roy, how can that help her to change those vibrational frequencies with the struggles that she's going through with her soulmate?
Well, you know, this is going to be interesting. A while back, I was, you know, going into this website, and this guy, he was paraplegic. I mean, he, you know, didn't have no... you know, he couldn't move his arms or his legs or anything like that. And one of the biggest things that he says is, in order to be in a relationship, number one, you have to be in good health. Number two, in order to be in good, you know, when you are in good health, now you have to start building, you know, your wealth, you know, and that's by getting a job and doing all the things, you know, that you would like to do, and then the relationship would come in into place. So what I'm getting from all this is that you're not ready for a relationship, because there's still some things that you need to, you're building your foundation, what you're doing right now. In order for a relationship to last, you have to have a strong foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're just going through that process. So the main thing is the universe is going to send you what you do want. You just have to prepare yourself when this does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in this long-distance relationship, you know, I'm getting that it's, even though you have, you know, a love for this person, there has to be an exchange. There has to be that love for you also.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be an energy exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not doing this for you, then it could be an illusion.
Yeah.
Or it could be even more toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can spend hours on the phone together, you know, but
yeah,
there's still just a withhold, you know, because he's,
yeah,
you know, if he can't see it, then, you know, how can it happen?
You know, it's interesting because I've always told my sons, it's, you know, people talk the talk, but can they walk the walk?
Right, right.
And he's not walking the walk right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not willing to show action on how he does love you. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
They say actions speak louder than words, and I think
right.
Jesus never went around and said, I love you, I love you, love you. He went around and he showed action. And
yeah,
he showed
his love.
That he loved them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was action. That wasn't just words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was unconditional love without
right.
conditions.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. You know,
yeah.
we learn from the masters too, not just, you know, we don't learn just from our intuition, but we learn from our guides, our angels, our masters, you know, from the gods. And it's like you said, Roy, we don't work alone.
No. And not only that, but the universe works at its own time. You know, it's all in divine timing. When that special person does come into your life, it'll be the time when the universe is ready to send that person to you.
Mm-hmm.
We're always trying to rush things, and then all that does is just slow things down.
Mm-hmm. Well, when somebody comes into your life, you know, it makes this powerful connection, you know, I wasn't looking for it. It just happened, and been maneuvering through it, trying to find balance within it and make it grow. But can you guys check if he is my twin flame? Because I'm just coming to a place where I believe he is, but I'm also willing to say, you know, and maybe we're not supposed to be together and be okay with that, that our connection will be what it's supposed to be. And because it is that connection, that will be healing for each other no matter what happens. So I'm getting into a place of being comfortable with whatever happens instead of trying to make it something because I believe he's my twin flame. But would you check?
Hey, Jen, what are you getting in the charts on the percentage?
Well, the chart's bringing up, so it brings up belief systems. So I'm kind of getting that, if this is something that you believe, then it will be something that will be. So right now it's at 50% because that's something that's already manifested in your reality matrix. So I would just go with that if you feel comfortable with that energy.
That's where you need to be.
What I'm getting from my guides is, you know, to go with the flow.
Yeah, just go with the flow and don't let the waves knock you over.
Yeah.
But that doesn't answer if he's my twin flame or not. That just is whatever I think it is, which, you know, that's what I'm trying to find out.
You know, me and my son have always, we were taught by our mentor, real or imagined. And what's real to you, you know, is real to you.
Well, it's real to me in a belief system, but is it real in at soul level?
That's a good question. Let's ask.
Okay.
That's the question that the chart was looking for, and it is saying yes. On a soul level, it is real.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if it was not, then it would not show that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is, do you believe?
Yeah. In cards?
So, all you can say is, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I believe he's my twin flame because, I mean, there have been so many things that have been parallel in our lives. Even mm-hmm. the name of the town where we grew up, where I grew up in Riverdale and he grew up in Eagledale, different states, you know. But, I mean, there were so many parallels where when we started talking and we would, like, be telling each other these stories of our childhood and things, it's like it would just come out of us like two kids that needed to catch up. You know,
yeah.
And there's just such a deep knowing. And the first time we met, just there were moments when we looked into each other's eyes, and I just all of a sudden he changed in front of me, and he looked into my eyes, and I said something, and I felt like he just saw my right through me, you know. And it's like we knew each other so intensely, came so profound, and then it kind of shifted to lots of different places of what the form of the relationship is. But all through it, I've seen it as spiritual growth. And whenever I clear something in myself, he shifts so quickly. So there's a tremendous growth in the relationship. And I guess I feel confident in our connection no matter where it goes, but the other part of me wants to know where it's going.
Well, it looks like it's going in a good direction from what you're telling us.
You know, my guides are telling me what you're looking for more than any is validation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, from the signs and, you know, and Adrian's readings and everything, it's saying a go. By that, you know, there's a go and no go, and you're getting the green light.
Well, I'm not sure a green light for what. That's
for
the challenge.
For this relationship, you know.
Yeah, it'll still grow into more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see him either coming to me or me going to him? Because we live in different states altogether, so in order for it to come to fruition, there has to be a change.
So your first question is will you go to him, right?
Yeah.
Not looking like it.
No.
Looks like he's coming to you. It'll be around June. Sometime around June. Is that right? Yeah. Around June.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the pendulum is, man.
The main thing is, do you have trust?
Well, if he actually gets to a place that he's willing to come see me, you know, at this point, he's holding back. But, you know, that doesn't mean that that won't happen. I just don't want to put all my eggs in believing it and then be disappointed, because I've held a vision of what's to come and approached it that way, no matter where he was at, with this is what I see, and just hold that vision and talk to him that way and keep my mouth closed when, you know, he was going in another direction and just let it be until he came around, you know. But I don't want to be in that space of holding an illusion if it is an illusion, or projecting reality, creating my reality if he's creating a different reality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, we want to be on the same page, and right now
you feel like you're banging your head against a wall.
Well, yeah, you know, and I don't want to do that. I want to surrender to what is the right thing.
You know, this is going to be interesting. I want to share something with you.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my son have been waiting for a long time, you know, for something to manifest for us. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but it feels like we've been banging our head against the wall. But if we're patient, then this will play out and things, you know, will go in a better direction for us.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to do not just with faith, but trust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've seen the movie The Craft, haven't you?
No, I never saw that.
Well, one of the witches said, when you feel like life is when you're banging your head against the wall, she said, sometimes you gotta return. I think she said you have to return to the higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to return back to the source.
Yeah.
To build up that mana, like build up that energy and that vibrational frequency. And she was saying that sometimes you gotta learn to receive from a higher source.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that intention, that's what you want to put out, you know, like whether it's through the power of prayer or meditation, it's just returning back to that source energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like go to the source of the problem. Like in my pendulum, in my chart, every time I do a reading on this website that I work on, it's called Ornum.com. Also, if you'd like to come get a reading with me, my rates are really low. Just go to Ornum.com. And under Astral Mind, I just want to advertise that. But anyways, when I do a reading on with my chart, I'll first find out what is the source of this condition. So once you pinpoint what that source is, now you've identified what that is. It's the same thing with like muscle testing, same thing with geometric transformations, quantum physics, it's all part of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But once you'd have identified it, now you've gone to the source. And that's what she meant by returning back to the source.
Mm-hmm.
It's on those higher frequencies.
Yeah.
And kind of where I think you're at right now is you have to return back to the source.
Mm-hmm.
And learn to receive without giving too much of yourself, because that's what you've been doing.
Yeah.
And energy is not flowing through your crown chakra.
Mm.
It's basically only going one way. It's not going in and out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I was checking your chakras, it looks like you're way out of balance. And you might need some kind of Reiki or energy work that's done for you, or a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I think just because of all the emotional detoxin that you've been picking up from this guy, you know, and there's no energy flow. And if there's no energy flow, then you're bonking your head against the wall. That's what Roy's saying.
Yeah.
You know? So,
what's interesting, you know, when I mentioned, you know, are you beating your head against the wall, or, you know, banging your head against the wall. Now the question is, what is the wall?
Mm.
And that's
the source.
Where you have to go to source.
What is the source condition, you know?
Yeah.
And I can tell you that on the chart right now, actually.
Okay.
Let's go look at, let's look at the source of the condition. Do you drink a lot of water?
Probably not enough.
Yeah, you feel dehydrated. You need to drink more water.
Okay.
Just by touching the chart, I can tell. I just picked that up.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised if it ain't your health, because sometimes that could be the source. I want to see what colors are good for you and what ones are not.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll look at the source.
Okay.
So right now it's telling you to stay away from any yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from green right now.
Hmm.
Right now your aura is blue. So
mm-hmm.
you're looking for that source energy. And that's what the blue means. It's like a healing and communication from your crown chakra.
And that's the color I'm wearing today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I put on a blue shirt that I just got the other day.
Wow.
Kind of somewhere between royal blue.
Your intuition was telling you something.
Yeah, it just looked attractive. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wear that.
Uh-huh.
Morning. Okay.
Now, I'm going to go to the master chart and see what you need.
Okay.
It might not even be the source, but let's see. Is it the source? So it is saying yes, it is the source. So what is the source that she needs? She needs to know. Relationship compatibility. Okay. Relationship compatibility chart. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for compatibility.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Let's see what it is. You're compatible. A really big one, honesty. You like honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Honest with yourself and people being honest
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yeah.
You like commitment.
Wait, you're breaking up. What'd you say?
I'm saying you like commitment.
Yeah.
And right now, what you're going through is a karmic debt.
Hmm.
Like Roy was saying, but this is changeable. So you can change the frequency. So that's really good. Now we need to find out how can you change this frequency. Okay, reversal healing chart. How can she reverse this energy? Okay, so right now it's saying that you need to clear some unresolved emotional issues. Before you can change it.
Mhm. So with me or within, between the two of us?
Oh, that's a good question, let's see. Is it with her? With the two of them. Just saying you right now.
Okay, that's easier than both of us.
And this could be reversed.
So you know what I'm getting from this, Adrian? is that there's something in her her subconscious that she's holding on to.
Subconscious block?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be it. That's probably where you're storing a lot of your problems. Let me see if it's more mental than physical. Hold on. That's a good possibility. It's just more mental. Yep. That's where it's at.
Can you pinpoint a specific belief system that's stuck or a pain that's lodged in?
Yes, and that chart is called What Am I Telling Myself chart.
Actually, it's a pain that you have in your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
This
I
is
feel
the
that.
Emotional
I, yeah, and those are the things we're blindsided by and don't, you know, can't quite see but run by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your subconscious or unconscious mind is saying, I am not emotional available.
Mm. Wow.
And this is coming from your, let me check if this is coming from your subconscious. Hold on. This is coming from your unconscious mind.
Mm.
And let me share something with you real quick. Like, as you're talking, I went into what they call the shadow card reading.
Mm-hmm.
And let me read what it says right here. You're choosing pain to go into the unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Adrian just say with the pendulum reading?
Mm-hmm.
Basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Well,
so
I'm
that's just a confirmation on both ends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's interesting, well, first off, I just want to say that whenever there is a painful situation, I do look at what is there for me to learn from it because it's coming up. So it's mirroring something. I see it as I'm calling it forth for me to learn something from it. So, you know, that's why I'm not just shutting the door when it's not working the way I want it to and walking away.
Right.
Because there's learning there for it, and there has been with him every step of the way. But that you're saying, when it's saying that I am not emotionally available, that's partly what he's being. So I'm seeing the frustration that I have in having that reflected back, but it never occurred to me that was mirroring me. I'm going, well, how do I deal with this? You know, but I mean, he's not cold. He can be very emotional, but he's choosing to be not emotionally available at a deeper level that I want to be with him. So that's interesting that if it's really me, you know, just
and
reflecting.
That's interesting you bring that up because me and Roy were talking about that, how we see things in other people that we see in ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and things
right.
that we don't want to become and the things that we have become. So if you think about it, he is a mere reflection of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's usually what the twin flame does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First thing
that's true.
It's
a subtlety that I hadn't perceived because I've seen a lot of other issues, but not that. And yeah, okay. Well, that's...
Did that help clear anything for you?
Well, it certainly gives me a whole new arena to work on myself with, that's for sure.
Right.
You know.
And you can even use self-hypnosis to help you, too.
Uh-huh.
Or meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah, meditation.
And
yoga.
Affirmations.
Yeah, those are tools that I like to use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, meditation helps a whole lot, and doing Reiki on myself helps also.
The main thing is putting into the subconscious mind that, you know, that you are a kind, loving, giving, you know, person, and that, you know, and you have unconditional love, not only for yourself, but for others, and that you can release, you know, any ties, you know, from the past and be more, you know, of love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share that with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've been calling forth to be more more loving, being more the truth of what we are, you know.
Right.
And so anything that's not that is getting revealed so it can be released.
Right.
So it's all good. So that being said, can you do another looking at the destiny between us?
Sure. So you want to know what your soul contract destiny, where that's at then?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Why are they destined to be together? That would be how to change my life.
Mm.
How to change my life.
Mm. Interesting.
And what does change do?
It's a creative expansion.
Yeah.
It's, change is good. Nothing is, if
oh,
you
yeah.
stagnate, you die. There's nothing
yeah.
there.
And what, and, I mean, we're all energy, so we're always changing. We're always
yeah.
changing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And every time we change, it's a ripple effect into the entire universe, the entire
right.
expansion of God. So it's like one
and
more.
I asked you when I talked to you, I said, if you could change anything in your life, what would you change?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah. Well, there were
yeah.
several things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
The main thing
and
is.
And then I would write a chart.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's weird.
It's all synchronicity.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you're not going to hear it from one end, you're going to hear it from another end.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going
yeah.
right back to what I was saying again.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nature
of
evolution is change.
Yeah.
You know? And my desire is to impact the world in a greater way. It's like every time you...
Right.
drop a little food color into the water, it becomes more and more the color you put in there. You know, it affects every molecule in the water.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so every time we send out love and more clarity, you know, it just affects everything. It's like a little homeopathic drop that affects
right.
everybody, you know. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, and, you know, I mean, I really do want to share a very profound love with him and, you know, and to be in partnership to be able to affect changes in the world at a greater level. I feel like when soulmates, when twin flames come together, the potential to spark greater change and emulate that is profound.
I just wanted to share something also. Adrian had he was going through some testing, and this doctor told him, now you're cooking, you know, after Adrian was, on track, you know.
He said, now you're cooking.
Now
mm-hmm.
you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's
you
a
know.
Psychologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but it still comes back to me to, you know, like in my relationship with him, is it
mm-hmm.
destiny for us to be together in a partnership, or is it, you know, just to just affect each other, to affect change just as friends? You know, that's still my question of where we...
Well, more than any, the reason a lot of the twin cells are coming together because the Earth needs this energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's very important that all the twin cells come together, because we're going through a healing process and all the twin flame energies are, they're magnifying this energy throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, things
need
that
more than any because of all the negativity that's in the world right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's made comments to me that, you know, things that I've taught him that he's shifted his consciousness, and then he called me one day. He said, I was thinking of you, and I met this person who was going through some down thing, and I told him some things that brought them up, and he says, I was paying it forward, and I want you to know that, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like we are changing, affecting
right.
other people, you know, because what
yeah.
he does learn from me, he sparks it himself, and then, you know, he's conscious of it. But I just want it to grow faster.
I know. We all want to. We always want. All of us want things to move faster.
Mm-hmm.
But the universe is not at my time, not your time.
Yeah, that was a big lesson that he told me
yeah.
I was pushing him and back off.
Yeah.
You know, and then I had to let go. I didn't realize I was pushing you. I have Aries moon. I just want it now.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird because I was checking my chart on how to change my life, and it went to inspection. And what does inspection mean, Roy?
Well, you know, a lot of infection means, you know, that we have, you know, viruses. You know, that
no,
we need
not,
to clear.
Not infection, not infection.
Inspection.
Inspection.
Oh, not having infection.
No. Inspection. You know, like when they come in and they inspect your apartment.
Oh, inspection. I thought
yeah,
you
inspection.
Said infection. I'm sorry. Main thing is we have to be prepared. Preparing ourselves.
Yeah, you have to
yeah.
make sure that you're ready. Like, make sure that, like,
yeah.
inspect with, like, what's going on in your life, basically.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that everything is running correctly.
Yeah.
You know. And so I'm kind of getting that, you know, you feel like you're ready, but at the same time, you feel like you're not. There's another level of you that feels like it's not, and that's why it hasn't happened yet.
Mm.
So you feel
mm-hmm.
like you have to go back and you have to inspect things to make sure that it's ready.
So it's introspection.
Be prepared, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gathering all your tools that you need to climb that mountain. So that
yeah,
you
just
get up
don't
on.
Climb the mountain. You have to buy, you know, sleeping bags. You got to buy the food. You got to have the water, you know, all the things to prepare yourself to before you make that climb.
But isn't that an ongoing process? I mean, when are you ever perfect enough to be ready?
The main thing is, are we spiritually ready?
Exactly. That's where
yeah.
I feel I am.
Yeah. The main thing is, can you identify the wall?
Exactly, see? There's the blockage, subconscious blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until
remember
you could identify that wall, you are not ready.
Mm.
And what is the first thing Maxwell told us in our training about the maze?
Well, the main thing is, you know, we
maze.
Can't give up, that there
the
is labyrinth. A way out of the maze.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our mind's like a maze.
Yeah.
And we have to get out. We're
yeah.
trapped.
Right.
You can even identify it to a maze, or you can identify it by a cube.
Yep.
And imagine that there's traps in the cube. How are you going to get out?
Right.
Well, first, you follow your instincts. You don't have much to work with. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're stranded on an island and you only have a few things to survive, what do you use?
Yeah.
you know.
A lot of it's our creativity.
How do we survive? How do we inspect?
Yeah.
How do we evaluate what's going on around us? What is the next move?
I mean,
move,
if this, okay,
know?
Here's a good example. If the system was to crash and there was no more money, there was no more food, there was no more government to take care of us, what would we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you just give up or do you use your basic instincts to survive?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And it all comes down to survival, you know. We've all been there at one time or another, but we had the strength, you know, to get past whatever life, you know, threw at us, that we are the survivors.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just bringing a memory to mind. I used to live in Massachusetts, and I was driving through Lenox, and I saw on the side of the road a man walking in the opposite direction who was homeless, and he looked, I could see the pain in him, and I contemplated what made him who he is and what made me when I was on the brink of falling apart, where things would always come back together for me and I'd be able to get through it. And I realized it was choice, and at that moment, he just looked up at me as I drove by and looked in my eyes. And the pain that I saw in his eyes was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Taught me so much that any one of us could be homeless and downtrodden and beaten.
Oh, yeah.
If not for our will and our belief systems and our strength to just know that there's an answer to move through, never to give up.
Right.
You know, it was tremendous because there's been situations in my life where I could have been dead, you know, but something happened, you know, that
That's
went
a
in a different direction.
That you went on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
but
amazing.
You were the quick.
Hmm?
I said you were the quick.
I was the quick?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what that means.
I've always told my Adrian, I said, you're either the quick or the dead.
Oh, yeah.
Choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You weren't dead, Pete.
So you come close to death, and just by making the right move, you were able to avoid that.
Yeah,
wasn't
and the
dead,
right consciousness just in another way.
Yeah. Yeah. But something told you you need to go in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell her about that train when we were parked at that train and something told us to stop, remember? And
well,
we kept
going down this road and this train kept getting in our path like it was stopping us from going down that road. You know, and I kept trying, well, I'm going to go around this other way and the train was there also. Like, you know, something was preventing us from going down that road. Well, how do we know that there wasn't danger down that road for us? That something
mm-hmm.
could have happened. You know, we're getting guidance from, you know, not only from, you know, our intuition, but from a higher source. And they're looking after us, you know, our spirit guides, our angels, you know, they're helping. Every step of the way, we just have to allow them to help.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that with you, you know.
I just wanted to share. I remember that time when I told Katie, I said, I was telling her about Social Security. You know what she said
mm-hmm.
to me? She said, honey, you are secure.
Yeah.
You are protected.
Well, to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was about maybe 9 or 10 years old, and I don't know how I heard about Social Security, but I just heard a voice that said there won't be any when I get there. So I've always been self-employed for the most part, and I've never paid anything into it.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I always remember there's not going to be any when I get there, so what would be the point of putting it in? And so that's starting to come true now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
I've been on Social Security for a long time.
Well, good for you. And it's there for you now.
Well,
yeah.
It was sort of forced into it. When Adrian started school, see, we don't have the best school system here in the United States. All they are is a bunch of glorified babysitters,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the public schools. And
yeah, now
they decided that Adrian wasn't able to keep up to par on his studies, so they put him in a class where they didn't have to be bothered with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they call that special education.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I kept telling Adrian, be patient, Adrian, because what they've done to you, now you have it on record, and someday that's going to qualify you for all the things that they say that you are, and you'll never have to go to work.
Mm.
So when he was old enough, he qualified for Social Security. I got him on it, and now he gets all the benefits from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
how old
they branded
he?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
They marked me.
And that's how our society is. They brand, you know, our children, and because they don't want to be bothered with them.
Or they don't know how.
No.
They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how within themselves to deal
no.
with whatever they perceive. So, you know.
Right.
It's an enigma. Like,
they're too worried about getting their big fat paycheck.
Yeah. But yet, I honestly believe that they're keeping our kids dumb. They don't want them to know nothing. They don't want them to be educated. There's kids that are graduating from high school that don't know how to read or write.
Yeah, or do math. They know how to on their phones and use computers and play games.
The main thing is they know how to fill out an application and go to work.
Yeah.
And that's what they want, is people to work as a slave and pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that really upsets a lot of people is there should be no reason why we have troops going all these places.
No.
You know, that's another thing that's stupid.
We are not the police of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, what
we
do you think about...
We wouldn't want those people over here telling us how to live.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about the coming One World Order?
It's coming.
Oh, yeah, it's on its way.
This is part of the New World Order planned by the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. But somebody once told me that the dark is being used by the light in the end.
It is.
Yeah.
Because you have to go through the dark in order to get to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're setting up a system that when it's all set up, then the darkness will be pushed aside by a greater good.
So if you
think
about it,
I think
other
planets don't have countries. It is one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when there's telepathy,
the dark side,
you can't get away with shit. You know?
They're sabotaging itself.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. I like the Hopi's way of dealing with negative actions, where they put the person in a circle and just make them a clown. You know, they don't criticize him. They don't punish him. They just make him see his own silliness and deal with it on a soul level. Or I just saw a photograph on Facebook a friend posted where when a child is born, they hear a song, or the mother, when she's pregnant, she hears a song of the soul of the child, and when the child is born, they sing that song to him. So everyone has a song, and whenever there's a problem, they sing that song to the person so that they remember who they really are.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's an African tribe. I don't remember the name of it.